These days, the news cycle can be so fast, it's hard to keep up with what's going on. But fortunately, there's Peter Dykstra. Peter's an editor with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. And he keeps us posted as to what's going on beyond the headlines. He's on the line now from Atlanta, Georgia. Hi there, Peter. What do you have for us today?
Hi, Steve. The Energy Information Administration, it's part of the Department of Energy, is sort of the government scorekeeper on how much energy we use, what kinds we use, what kinds we conserve, and all sorts of numbers and statistics. And they say that in the first quarter of 2018, oil and gas production in the United States were at an all-time high.
Well, that's great news if you're in the oil economy, but maybe not such great news for the climate. What else is in their report?
It also says that the U.S. is now the biggest oil producer in the world, even though consumption of oil in the form of gasoline has gone down a little bit in the early part of this year.
But I thought I heard that actually we're still burning up a lot of gasoline in this country.
Burning up a lot of gasoline. You can put all the Priuses and maybe even EVs out there in the world, and we're still going to be lashed to the gas pump for a long time to come. In fact, in February of this year, 10.25 million barrels per day flowed out of U.S. wells, most of it going in the form of gasoline into U.S. cars.
And as I understand it, you know, across the American economy, emissions have been going down, except in this area of transportation and using oil.
Right. One of the things in the EIA report that was kind of buried, but to me is really significant, is that transportation for the first time exceeded electricity generation as a major source of greenhouse gas emissions here in the U.S.
Hey, what else do you have for us today, Peter?
Let's talk about mercury. Methyl mercury from coal burning is a big problem everywhere, particularly in China with all the coal plants over there.
Yeah, I mean, it's really dangerous. It's a neurotoxin. It makes people crazy. Mercury was used in making hats back in the day. They say mad as a hatter comes from that. And it really affects development.
Right. And there's a study from MIT and the University of Pohang in South Korea that says that not only does China have to contend with mercury from coal burning, but once that coal burning has mercury hit the ground in the form of methyl mercury, it gets into rice, and rice is another source of health risk from mercury.
Well, we think of mercury falling in the lakes and poisoning fish, but you're saying rice is a problem, huh?
Yeah, it goes into rice paddies. It's in the water, it's in the soil, and then there's uptake into the rice, which is, of course, particularly in central China, a big food source.
Hey, what do you have from the history vaults for us this week?
Well, let's talk about President Ulysses S. Grant. He's on the $50 bill, and on May 10th, 1872, he signed into law the General Mining Act of 1872. Its intent was to speed white settlement of the Western U.S.
And so what were the prices for that 1872 Mining Act?
For all the public land in the West, there's a lot of it then, there's still a lot of it now, you could get an acre of mineral rights for $5. $5, that's still the price today. You can get an acre of mineral rights in the West on public land for the price of a bag of Doritos.
Oh my. So what if you find a whole bunch of gold or copper, really valuable minerals, and for paying $5 for the acre, you take out $5 million worth of stuff like that? What happens then?
You know, the taxpayer doesn't see any of it. And for the older mines that were abandoned, this law enabled thousands and thousands of contaminated mines to stay contaminated because in the early days, there were virtually no cleanup procedures. And there's still controversy over that today, in addition to the price remaining the same since 1872.
Huh. Peter Dykstra's with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. We'll talk to you again real soon, Peter.
All right, Steve. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
And there's more on these stories at our website, loe.org.